Bez Hashem, welcome everyone. We are starting now the Sefer Shari Tshuva. This is Shir number one. This is recorded live and given live every single day at 11:20 in the first Seder Beis Medrash. And I want to welcome all those new participants and listeners who joined for this Shir. The Sefer Shari Tshuva was written by Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina, one of the Rishonim, was born in the year 1200 in Spain. He was a cousin to the Ramban, to Nachmanides. And not only that, besides being cousins and close friends, they also became mechutanim, as Rabbeinu Yoina's daughter married the Ramban's son. I just want to share with you before we begin, as an introduction to the introduction, that Rabbi Kiva Eger, the great Rabbi Kiva Eger, says that of course all Musa Sfarim are important to learn. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the Sefer of Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina's Sfarim, are not only Musa Sfarim, but you can also take out halachic rulings. You can also take out Jewish law from the Sefer Shari Tshuva. What is the Sefer Shari Tshuva talking about? Sha'arim are gates of Tshuva. This is the Sefer that Rabbeinu Yoina wrote for a person who wants to get closer to Hashem, to repent, to do tshuva. How does a person do tshuva? He has four sha'arim, four different gates. A gate is similar to a chapter. And in each gate, in each sha'ar, he discusses many different subtitles, sub-discussions of this topic. In the first shiur, in the first gate of Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina will define the process of Tshuva and discuss its importance. And he sets out 20 different principles of Tshuva, which Yemes Hashem will be learning together. Of course, the three basic principles that exist even before Rabbeinu Yoina's Shari Tshuva of defining everything are charata, aziva sachet, and vidui. Charata, a person has regret. He has remorse. He feels bad that he did something wrong. He violated Hashem's will, Hashem's ratzon. Aziva sachet, forsaking the sin, that he resolves never to do this again. That's aziva sachet. He leaves it behind. And vidui is confession. He has to say with his mouth, he confesses that he will not do this again. There's a very, very important point Rabbeinu Yoina will be teaching us. Sometimes a person thinks it's an all or nothing. It's all or nothing. And that's a mistake. Rabbeinu Yoina will be teaching us every single level of tshuva is important and it counts. And it makes a difference. Every single level of tshuva, even the most basic level of tshuva, brings a level of atonement to a person. Brings a kapara. Now, there are two main aspects of tshuva, what tshuva accomplishes. Number one, tshuva avoids punishment. Person who does tshuva, person who does a proper tshuva, he avoids punishment. But there's something even greater than that. Tshuva brings, like the word, the shayrish, the root of the word, tshuva brings lashuv, to come back, a person closer to Hashem. Tshuva brings that relationship, that bond, that connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between Avinu Shebashamayim, between our Father in Heaven, and between us, and it connects us. And it can even be greater, a greater connection than it was before the chait. Let's just begin for a couple minutes over here. And once again, in the first shiur, specifically here in the first nine different oisiyos, the subtitles over here, the Rabbeinu Yoina will introduce the concept of tshuva and discuss why it's important for a person who did an Aveira to do tshuva as soon as possible. Waiting for Yom Kippur is not the correct approach. Person, I just saw earlier this morning, the Chavetz Chaim, the Sefer Zechor LeMiriam, he brings there are four times that are mesugal to do tshuva. I thought it was very appropriate how the Chavetz Chaim mentioned that today when we started the Sefer Shari Tshuva here in the first Seder Beis Medrash. The first time he says every single night before you go to sleep. Every single night before you go to sleep, he says until you go to sleep, the report card is not written down. So before you go to sleep, do tshuva. So you'll say, well, what does that mean? What should I do? Well, that's why we're learning the Sefer. But the basic level is charata, aziva sachet, and vidui, is remorse, forsaking the sin, and confession. The second, third and fourth times of doing tshuva, says the Chavetz Chaim, is Erev Shabbos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Yom Kippur. Those are times which are very mesugul, very appropriate for doing tshuva. So every single night, then Erev Rosh Hashanah, which means the last day of the year, then Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Kippur. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, Min ha-toivos asher heitiv Hashem Yisbarach imbruov. From the acts of kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for His creations. Ki heichin lahem haderech lalois mitoich pachas ma'aseihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed for us. Hashem did an act of kindness. What is that act of kindness? He said, I created for you a situation to get out of that pit that you put yourself into. Vilonus mipach pishayim, and to escape from the trap of their averus. Lach soich nafsha minishachas, and to save their neshama, to save their souls from destruction. Ulahoshiv me'aleim apoy, as well to turn back Hashem's anger from upon us. What is that chesed? That chesed is called teshuva. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Wishing you a wonderful day.